T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Hey, gang, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Henrico County is electing a sheriff, and we're going to have a new sheriff in Henrico County for the first time, wow, in a long time. Mike Wade has been the sheriff of Henrico County for many, many years. But he said after a health scare not too long ago, you know what, I'm done. Want to go spend time with my grandchildren, I'm out. So there's not one, not two, but three people who are seeking that office. We have a Democrat, we have a Republican, and we have an independent. Tom Watkins is the independent, and Tom is joining us this afternoon. Tom, thanks for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me on WRVA again. This is really nice.
Absolutely. Happy to have you here. So we always expect that there's going to be a Democrat and a Republican running for office. Not all that often that we see independents pop up. So let us know, number one, why you're running and why you're running as an independent.
All right. Well, first, if I may, Jeff, let me give you a little bit of background about myself that most people who know me as an adult don't know. When I was 10 years old, on a Saturday night, my father took me down to the basement workshop, and he started pointing around to some tools, and he said, "Son, I'm leaving these for you." Well, since he was a traveling salesman, it wanted him to be gone during the week and home again for the weekends. But I asked him, I said, "Why are you leaving these for me? Where are you going, and when are you coming back?" And his reply ripped my heart right out of my chest. He said, "I'm not coming back. You're the man of the house." And with that, he walked out of my life and that of my brother and sister's life, and I was, in fact, at age 10, the man of the house. The scars that this leaves on a young boy are internal and in no skin color. They can be devastating. My mother had to go to work, put herself through college, and raise 3 kids on her own and do so without any financial or emotional support from my father. But I survived. But many people today are not as lucky. Without a strong male role model in their life, they fall in with the bad crowds, engaging in a life of progressively worse crimes until finally they end up in jail or prison. I want to be a force for good for those in similar situations, helping them find a better way when they come out of jail so they don't come back. This is one place I don't want repeat customers.
Absolutely. Listen, it's an inspiring story and certainly a great motivation to help some of these folks. All right, so I get the idea then why you'd like to be a positive influence on those who could be locked up today. You want to get them back on the right path. So I'm just curious, in this day and age, given that we really are a two-party system, why not seek the nomination of one of the parties?
Well, I was a little late in realizing that Mike Wade was not going to run again, and Mike has had a stellar career of 20 years as being Henrico's sheriff.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned in the 4 campaigns that I've run, you don't want to run against an incumbent if you can help it. But when I found out he was not running, then I wanted to get into the race because I feel like that I have actual hands-on experience for 10 years running one of the largest sheriff's offices in the state of Virginia. And I worked under 3 sheriffs, Andy Winston, Michelle Mitchell, and C.T. Woody. But I also have 40 years of experience in the private sector of distribution, information technology, and medical operations, which makes me uniquely qualified for the position of Henrico County Sheriff. I have a broader spectrum or viewpoint of what can be done and alternate ways of doing things. I don't have just government worker perspective. I have actually been out in the private sector. I think as an independent, I have the ability to serve all of the residents of Henrico County and not be beholden to one group or one party. I want to be representative of everybody.
Now, when you talk about your service for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, what exactly were you doing there? Were you a law enforcement officer?
Well, I was, yes, I was a sworn officer in the sense that I went through the academy, but I came out under C.T. Woody as his undersheriff. I was the major of administration for Michelle Mitchell and also Andy Winston at the very end of his term. I did computerization of all inmate records. I wrote this, designed and wrote the systems that tracked all the inmates. Records. I also did responsible for all the finance of the sheriff's office. I prepared the budgets. I presented the budgets to the city administration and state officials. I ran two departments, kitchen and medical, that handled 1,500 inmates on an average daily basis, and we prepared 4,500 meals every single day. Hmm. It's not an easy task. But we also provided medical care for those 1,500 inmates, and we got the job done. I feel like that I have that hands-on experience coupled with my private sector experience just makes me so uniquely qualified.
And when did you leave the service of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office?
I left in 01 the first time, and I went back for a short time under C.T. Woody went back in as his undersheriff.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to the Department of I was with the Department of Criminal Justice Services for a couple of years doing some systems analyst work, helping to learn how to share information between various state agencies and develop some systems that would allow the information to flow more easily without a lot of rekeying of data.
Yeah.
And then I went into I was recruited by medical practice in Dallas, Texas, because of my IT and my law enforcement background, they had a suspected embezzlement problem, and I was recruited to work on that and got that taken care of and have just continued working with them, doing all their financial and their IT.
All right. Tom Watkins is joining us. Tom is an independent candidate for sheriff of Henrico County. And Tom, I guess one of the criticisms that you're going to hear from Elisa Gregory, who has been Mike Wade's chief deputy, Bob Mattson, who was a VMI grad, military officer, career police officer, is that you haven't had that sort of hands-on, you know, being in uniform, working the line, or being inside the facility on a regular basis. Is that true? Were you always at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office sort of in a, you know, like an administrative position?
No, it's not true. I was very much a hands-on administrator. I was a certified armorer with Sig Sauer, and I was a firearms instructor certified by the state of Virginia, and I was instrumental in transitioning 400 deputies from a .38 revolver to a 9mm semi-automatic.
Okay.
We made our training realistic. We had to teach the deputies to deal with real-life scenarios, both on the job and on the street. Mm-hmm. So I had very much a hands-on environment that I worked in. My office was right next to what we called the snitch tier. I was very much on site and on premise all the time in the jail.
Okay. All right. So for folks that are hearing about you and think, all right, I'd like to learn a little bit more about this this Watkins character, where do they go? Where can they learn about Tom Watkins?
Well, the easiest way to do it is watkins4sheriff.com. I've kind of tried to make it easy and put out a couple of different alternative domains that can get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Spell it right, spell it wrong, W-A-T or W-A-D. It doesn't matter to me. I'll get you to the website, and you can read all about my background.
I'm curious, when you look at the Henrico County Sheriff's Office, what's the one thing that stands out where you'd say, geez, I think I can do a better than Wade did?
Well, I try not to be critical of the job that Mike's done. I think he's done a stellar job, but we've got an overcrowding situation. Now, overcrowding leads to high stress among the employees. It leads to high stress among the inmates themselves, and you end up with the beating that we had happen about several weeks ago. And one thing I want to really start working on is the overcrowding. I think we've got roughly 25% of the inmates there that are what we call state responsible. They may possibly be people that we can get the state to take back and get them out of the local jail and thereby reduce the overcrowding in either in Jail West and Jail East. And that's one of the first things I want to start doing.
All right. Well, fair enough. Tom Watkins, I appreciate you being here. One more time, give everybody that that website so they can learn a little bit more about you.
Watkins, FORSheriff.com.
Fair enough, Tom. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being there. I meant to put you on hold. Didn't mean to hang up on you. I'm sorry about that. But I thank you, Tom, for your time. Now, next week, Elisa Gregory, who is Mike Wade's chief deputy, is supposed to be with us at some point. Now, she's the Democrat nominee. And it's interesting because earlier, Elisa Gregory had actually signed a Republican Party loyalty pledge. She was going to run as a Republican. As we know, Mike Wade is a Republican. He's been the sheriff, as Tom pointed out, for 20 years, right? Five terms. And I'm not sure exactly what it was that led Elisa Gregory to go back on that Republican Party pledge, but she's the Democrat nominee now. And Bob Mattson, who, as I mentioned, VMI grad, military officer, and career Henrico County police officer. Also, if memory serves, I think he started out in Albemarle, the Albemarle County Police. But career law enforcement on the streets. So we'll have both of them on next week. And again, for the first time in 20-some-odd years, we're going to have a new sheriff in Henrico County. That's a big deal. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.